David, it was quiet on Thursday, but the marches started again. The first march started at noon, and it was different. It was voices we hadn't heard from yet.
There was a group called Kids Fed Up that marched from Elon Park up Ardrickell Road in South Charlotte. It was mostly teenagers that were out there. There were a few parents and adults there. I talked to the organizer of that. Her name is Claire Tando, and she said that she wanted to go to a neighborhood in Charlotte that had not been touched by the protests yet, a predominantly white neighborhood, where they could send a message that if the folks want to be an ally, they have to do more than just think that they're allies. They have to get out and be active.
And David, we're hearing you. It's still going on a little bit there in the background. Tell us what happened this evening.
So tonight there were a couple of events planned. We started out at Freedom Park. There was a group there called Rhythm Alliance for Justice. It was actually a drumming group that got together just a couple of weeks ago. I talked to the organizer of that, and he wanted to use his music to help continue the conversation. He said, you know, we will discuss this through our music and through our words.
And then a march formed. And what part of town did it go through?
Tonight's march started at First Ward Park uptown around 8 o'clock. And it marched immediately over to the Black Lives Matter mural on North Tryon Street, which has become a real place for pilgrimage among folks who are interested in this movement right now. One group of five graduates was standing having their picture taken in the middle of the street, and the whole crowd swarmed around them and said, "We see you, we love you." And it was a real touching moment.
Well, David, 2 weeks ago is when the protest first erupted in Charlotte. Tonight, the crowd is smaller, a little loud behind you, but not as noisy. How has the conversation changed as you talk to the protesters?
Well, that first night, on that first Friday night on Bates Ford Road, that was a not very well organized protest. It was, I think, a lot of anger among folks. The message there was to, you know, challenge the police. Remember, that was still when the George Floyd killing in Minneapolis was fresh in people's minds. Since then, you know, it's been tense at times. There's been a little bit of violence here in Charlotte, but it has seemed to get a lot more peaceful and organized. And although there are some folks in town who would like to see things, see the tension remain, this group that's been marching almost every night has really got an ethic about, you know, we would like to, number one, get our message out, and number two, get home safely. And we're really seeing that here. And I think the idea of getting the message out is really the most important thing to them. And that's what's gaining these folks a wider following, I think.
David, where were the police?
The police were here in First Ward Park when we started. I actually had a brief conversation with Captain Brad Koch. He told me that, you know, the police are hanging back right now, trying not to create a situation where there'll be a confrontation. And in the absence of the police, there's actually a bike squad that's going around leading this, and they're going to each intersection and stopping the traffic and making sure that the protesters can march safely. And there's also other folks who are hanging on here. There are people bringing water and snacks, picking up the garbage. The protest movement itself seems to have its own little ecosystem here, and it's really interesting.
And David, with it being 2 weeks, does it feel like the protests are fading and this movement will phase into something else?
You know, there was no protest on march on Thursday night. It's a smaller one tonight. I will say that the folks who are here tonight are as passionate about this as anyone else. It's just a smaller number. I'm not sure what's going to happen in the next few days. We could see it shrink some more. We could see some nights off. But I also think we're going to see some more organized events in the coming days.
David Borak, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Kat.